From Stamford to Norwalk and in your own neighborhood, it's Melissa in the Morning on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
You may remember a few weeks back, we highlighted for you the State Street Debating Society. And we're going to recap for you really their goal and what they've been doing over the years to help high school students in Stamford. And today we have not only the opportunity to talk to the committee chair for State Street Debating Society, but we also have the honor of talking to a senior, a high school senior, who is also a recent scholarship recipient. And so I want to welcome first Ed Tatro, who is here, scholarship committee chair for the State Street Debating Society. And also, it does look like, there we go, on line one, there she is, right on time. We also are going to welcome to the show Emily Jean Erda, West Hill High School senior and a recent scholarship recipient. Ed, welcome back to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa. It's a pleasure to join you this morning.
Yeah, I'm very excited to have you. And it looks like Emily is dialed in on line one. Emily, welcome to WICC. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, my gosh. You have just the sweetest voice. I'm so glad to have you both here. And also, Emily, congratulations. How exciting to be one of the scholarship recipients.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Yeah, I would imagine. And actually, Emily is actually one of seven Stamford High School seniors receiving this scholarship money. So, Emily, hang tight for a quick second. Ed, I would love for you to, if you don't mind, recap for people who might have missed our first segment together weeks ago. What is State Street Debating Society? How long has it been around?
It's been around since 1947. We're one of the oldest organizations in Stamford, and we've been providing scholarship funds to Stamford high schools since 1967.
I think it's amazing.
During that period, we have contributed well over $1.1 million to graduating Stamford high school students. So our program has been continuous for over 50 years. And literally thousands of students have applied, been screened, and personally interviewed for our scholarship funds. So we are very proud of our program. This week, we had our annual scholarship award and Person of the Year event. And it was very successful, and we received a tremendous amount of support from the broader Stamford community. We have not been an organization up till this point that people really are familiar with. We've been, you know, we're an organization of about 100 people, men and women, but we really have never had any publicity, and we've, all our funding that we have provided to the schools have come from our membership.
Wow. I was wondering that. That's amazing.
Yeah, and we've got several members that have contributed, you know, well over $10,000 every year for the last 10 years. So
that's extraordinary. Can we just talk about that, Ed? I mean, let's talk about your members, because when you look at this, so for example, just to reiterate what Ed just said, so this State Street Debating Society that has really not been out in the public eye, you know, as much as it deserves to be. It's been around for nearly 60 years. It's been supporting Stamford high school students over the decades and already has given over $1 million in that time frame. And just this last group of recipients for the scholarship, each of these students, so seven of them, are getting $10,000 scholarships. That is not pocket change, Ed. Talk to us about your members. I mean, the dedication and why they care so much. This is amazing.
Well, it's really, you know, our primary reason for being. We are a debating society. We are an organization where monthly we have a monitor that, you know, brings up the issues for our debate. But our purpose for being as a not-for-profit organization is to provide scholarship monies to graduating high school students.
Amazing.
And we do this through a committee. We have about seven or eight people on a committee. And some of them are not only individuals that do the interviewing and the screening and make the recommendations, but they're also supporters, financial supporters. So it's an organization that's been very dedicated to our mission to support graduating students. Our goal in the future is just because of the increasing costs of colleges, of school education, mm-hmm. is to see if we can increase the amount that we're giving to these well-deserved students.
Well, and I'd be remiss to not also add this in. The State Street Debating Society is also not just giving out these scholarships, but they also support all Stanford High School debating programs year-round. So that's pretty amazing, too. Emily, this is where you jump in. Emily Jean Erta is here as well, a West Hill High School senior and a recent scholarship recipient. Emily, how did you catch wind of the State Street Debating Society? How did you find out about them?
I found out through family friends who know about the club, as well as it was on a list of scholarships that my school puts out to apply to. So it came by recommendation just because it's such a great society and just what they do for fellow students at my school as well.
So I'm curious, Emily, do you do any debating? Like, are you part of your debating club or anything like that at school?
No, I am not. But I do enjoy extemporaneous public speaking about environmental topics that I do with the Stanford Ag program.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. I mean, are you going into that field for college, or what do you want to do?
So what I want to do, I'm very passionate about the environment, but I'm also super interested in the pre-med track as well as majoring in molecular biology.
Yeah, that's quite impressive. And, you know, Emily, tell us about that process. So Ed kind of outlined for us that this is highly competitive, this scholarship opportunity through the State Street Debating Society. Tell us about the process and sort of what it was like for you to go through it and then to find out that you were one of the seven chosen.
So I applied sort of like when you apply to college, you have to list, what did you do? You know, what your grades are like. So I filled out kind of just like, a little form.
Mm-hmm.
And then I heard back that I had been chosen to have an interview. So I interviewed with Mr. James DiLiberto, and it went very well. But of course I heard that, it's very competitive. So I really wasn't expecting anything. And then I heard and I was amazed. I was super excited. It's a, there's a lot of money involved, and I was just super gracious to receive it.
I think it's so wonderful. And again, you're hearing from Emily Jean Erta, and she is one of seven scholarship winners for this year. And she joins, it looks like I have the list here, and I don't want to pronounce anybody incorrectly, but it looks like we've got Braden, Kelsey, Elias, Sophia, Pauline, and Tyler, who also got scholarships in all different schools, might I add. There are two from West Hill High, which is neat. But you got Stanford High on there, Jam Wright Tech, actually two from Stanford High, which is pretty cool, AITE, as well as Rubino Athletic Awards. I mean, so all over the map. Ed, I think the last thing I would love to highlight on this is if people wanted more information, if they want especially their students to apply for this, when does that application open up for 2025 scholarships?
It'll open up in actually the beginning of 2025, just before. Actually, this year, because we did accelerate the awards dinner, in the past it was always on in May. This year it was in March, so we accelerated the process and we got the applications out to the school before the holiday break, and that'll probably be the same approach for 2025. So you can start, the students can start looking for the applications before the Christmas break, holiday break.
Okay. And what is the website if people want to learn more and especially support this wonderful organization that has been around for decades and has been supporting Stanford High School students? Is there like a website or anything where people can learn more?
Yes, we have the State Street Debating.org. State Street D statesstreetdebating.org.
Okay, all spelled out, statesstreetdebating.org. And Ed, I want to thank you again as the Scholarship Committee Chair of State Street Debating Society. I want to thank you so much for the work that you do and for sharing that here on WICC. And Emily, I want to thank you for sharing your story as a scholarship recipient for 2024 and West Hill High School senior. This money, I would imagine, going straight for college, or what are you doing with it?
So it will definitely be going straight to college, especially since I plan to pursue a post-grad education as well, hopefully med school.
Wow. Well, I wish you all the luck in the world. It sounds like you have a very bright future ahead, Emily. And so I want to thank you so much for coming on WICC to share that with us.
Thank you.
All right. Again, Ed.
For your time.
Yeah, of course, Ed. We appreciate it. Ed Tatro, again, who is the Scholarship Committee Chair for State Street Debating Society, and Emily Jean Erta, who is a West Hill High School senior, and she is one of the 7 scholarship recipients, taking home $10,000 for a scholarship. And it's really wonderful. 7 Stamford High School students, as far as Stamford students, high school seniors, able to take home these scholarships this year. And if you want to learn more information, you can always go online to statesstreetdebating.org.